This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 11 states' attorneys general understand that a particular federal Department of Justice case against a ruling involving the ACLU is all about government, state or federal, having a right to restrict abortion, even under rulings like Doe v. Bolton. The state's attorneys join the Justice Department in asking the Supreme Court to vacate a lower court ruling. It may have set precedent in the case that allowed friends of the ACLU to quickly sneak a 17-year-old incarcerated immigrant for an abortion before any other court could reverse a Texas district court ruling. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, a U.S. Senate rule is keeping out, for now, the House provision allowing parents of preborn children to open tuition savings accounts. One pro-life victory in North Ireland has Britain's number one abortion provider closing shop in Belfast. Nevertheless, the battle to liberalize abortion law is spreading. The EU Parliament is cooking up a serious rebuke for Poland, as that nation considers banning specifically eugenic abortions targeting disabilities. And Denmark is trying to minimize its near total eugenic eradication of Down syndrome, trying to convince legislators in Ireland that there is nothing eugenic about abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.